Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. And tonight's host, we have Mr. J.J. Nunn.
Good evening.
He still thinks he's racing here. He's got a steering wheel in his hand.
Yeah, a nice steering wheel. Man.
That might be the only thing you're driving this weekend right there.
Steering
wheel.
You got that test engine on there? Where's that?
Crank that bad boy up.
Let's see. Okay.
Oh.
No, that's me backing out.
No, here we go.
Does yours even go that far?
No.
We're on a 3-day program,
yep.
And it's still in pieces.
Oh, man. Of course, Mr. Gary Wyatt here with us.
How you guys doing tonight?
And guest hosting tonight, myself.
That's it. Hey,
Mike.
At least this week you got a response as opposed to last week.
That's true. That's something.
Thank goodness Mark Allison stepped up and said something. Otherwise,
you'd be
here by yourself.
I was like, what the hell is happening? Now, and I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. Of course, we're live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. here for you. And we love talking about ourselves, but... hey, we love talking about you guys even more, so call in.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your teams, your sponsors.
Let us know what's going on. You're going to make it out to 15th down in Pahrump, 685-8116. That's 702-685-8116. Let us know what you got going on,
that's
questions.
Right.
Hey, man, we're wide open for them.
And hopefully you caught last week's show with Mr. Mark Allison.
Houston, we got a problem again.
Hey, I got some new toys back here to play with.
Crew chief, owner, we got a problem with the freaking crew chief here, man.
Uh-oh.
You don't got to tell me nothing, I don't know.
Well, all I seen was a car that looks like it's in the same condition it was about a week ago.
The hood wasn't off of it a week ago. It is now.
Okay.
The hood managed to get off.
Okay. And speaking of that, of course, there's some races out at Pahrump Valley Speedway this weekend. Again, a 3 p.m. show, so you want to get out there.
Sir.
If you're going to spectate, get out there, leave about an hour and a half early maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't take that long, but give yourself a few minutes to get out there.
Yeah,
the
stands open up, I think, at 1 or 2 o'clock. You know, come on out.
Well, and it's around lunchtime, so on your way in, you're going to want to stop at a GNS pit stop. It's a little food truck there on your way into town.
Yes, right across from the on 160, right across from Saddle West.
Now, just to be 160 is the road that brings you into Pahrump.
The main highway,
Any specials this week?
Same
what
specials.
We got going?
Same thing. If you show your after the races, if you show your wristband or your hand stamp, you get $2 off.
That's after the races.
After the races.
Okay. $2 off any item.
Yep. And you know what? We'll even go one step further. If you stop before the races and tell them you're headed to the races, we'll give you the same $2 off.
Cool.
Hey, do you get anything special if you didn't shower all week except the stamp from last week? You get
$3?
That's 2 weeks ago. What do you get for that?
Why do I believe Michael hasn't showered?
I don't have head stamps. So. I'm just asking if there's somebody in Pahrump that might want to...
You get your wife kicking that in front saying, get your damn sandwich and take a shower.
Exactly, right? Hey, and speaking of that, what is Saddle West when you get out there? What do you said across from Saddle West?
It's one of the main...
Is that the strip club out there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's the first casino you come to on your left.
So when you're first getting into town... Is it in town a little ways?
Yeah,
just a
little bit. Past the first stoplight.
Past the first stoplight?
Yeah, probably 2 miles.
You're thinking of Saddle Best.
Okay. The red light district.
This is Saddle West.
Okay. Saddle West.
There's a difference.
So Saddle West on the left. past the stop sign or the first stoplight.
Yes.
And look out on your right-hand side. You're going to see
big white truck.
GNS. And I think there's a big carport right next to that thing,
yep.
too. There's a one-day shade or something like that.
There's a
there.
Motorcycle out front in front of a motorcycle shop.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't miss it, man. Go for the big white truck.
Yep.
GNS pit stop. So.
Yeah. Good eating. I put on some poundage.
Now, I want to know, the pictures on the side, is that actual size of the proportion?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need three people to carry the plate out the back door.
Hey, last week on my way out, I had the pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah.
And that was good. It was hot out of the crock pot. And, man, that was hit the spot on the way out. So.
I like the Philly cheesesteak with the mushrooms and onions. No peppers. Peppers don't work for my style,
like
but the
peppers.
Philly cheesesteak, mushrooms and onions. Oh man,
I'm gonna try that. And
you guys are saying what you like. You know what I like?
The Navajo tacos,
the gyro.
Oh, okay.
The gyro.
Or gyro, whichever way you guys want to.
You know,
say
and
it.
I didn't even know you guys sold that, so I'm glad you brought that up. I'm gonna have to try that.
That was one of the big pictures that you're talking about. Outside of the
is that what that was?
Yeah, the big picture.
I thought that was just the paint job of the truck. So.
No, them are. We get a lot of compliments on those. Out
okay,
there.
Maybe he wasn't tall enough to see that one.
I barely could see over that counter. So I was like, hey, is anybody here? Are you gonna have coffee for me this week?
No.
Oh, okay. Straight out, no. I'll have to get
week.
It at the Rebel
next
station.
Week, yeah.
Okay. And that's GNS pit stop on your way in or out of Pahrump. On your way in, just past the first light across from Saddle West on the right hand side. And then, of course, on your way out, just after the last stoplight when you're heading out on your left. So.
Yes.
Cool.
And like I said, just tell Stacy that you're a race fan, and she'll hook you up.
So you're making Stacy not get to watch the races.
I'm not making Stacy. It's Stacy's choice.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, let me get this right. We love racing. Okay. We love to eat. Now all we got to do is find that saddle best, and we're set.
I'll take saddle second best. That's side of set. Cool. So and of course specials again. What were they?
That if you show your before the race, if you tell them you're a race fan and you're headed to the racetrack, get $2 off whatever you order. And then on your way back out after the races, show your wristband or your hand stamped and get the same $2 off of
it. What if you pull in with your race car with JJ's donuts on the side of it?
That's what happened last week. I got charged double. You're a race fan, $2 off. You're a race car driver,
$2.
$2.
And JJ will pick up the $2 bill that you don't pay.
Cool. Can't wait to have some of that this weekend on the way out to the track. Of course, the 3 p.m. race out there, so it's going to be right around lunchtime when you get out there or just after. So eat before you get out
there.
The track.
Yep. And if you don't, then eat afterwards.
And if you get out there early enough, just look for all the race cars around the truck. You can't miss them. Same thing, just right across from Saddle West.
Cool.
Yeah, 3 o'clock. We had a 3 o'clock start March 1st. I think we were done by 6 or 7.
About 6.
4.5 hours, 5 hours entertainment. You know, adults are $10. You know, I mean, seniors are $8. Veterans $8. You know, kids. I don't know what they get for kids. $5, $6, something like that. But come on out, man. It's great for. You can't get better 4 or 5 entertainment. For the price. I mean, you go to a movie today, it's $7, whether you're an adult or a kid.
Right.
You know? I mean, they have a family four-pack, I think, for $30. I mean, you can't beat 4 or 5 hours entertainment. You can't get a better price. You can't go bowling for four for under that.
Right.
You can't go watch a movie for four or under that.
You know what? And if you do want to do all that, you can still catch the races this weekend and go watch, go bowling or go watch a movie. So you still have plenty of time.
That's right. And I know it's going to cost a lot of guys big money this weekend. But if you want to get away, we're racing the day after Valentine's Day. That's why guys are going to be emptying out their pocketbook.
You know what? What a better gift than a day at the races.
Exactly.
Take your wife to the
Actually, let's put it out there for the wives. Take your husband to the track.
There you go.
You know, they're going to want to. they're going to want to see some races. So
definitely,
you know, your wives out there or spouses, take your husbands and boyfriends
to the track. You know, with the feminine nation and the feminine, you know, why don't you take your husband out?
That's right.
Instead of your husband
now
taking you out to McDonald's.
And I think he wants to watch racing. So.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, say, honey, let's go watch some racing. I'm going to treat you to racing tonight, which I think
is an absolutely
fantastic idea, man. Take your husband out for racing, and then after the race, you know, go home and check out the pits.
There you go. That's it.
Hey, speaking of pits, we need to go back here to G&S Pit Stop again. I forgot to mention.
Again?
The not only do you get $2 off, but if you buy two items, you get another item free.
Two for one.
Two for one. Yeah.
So you want to get one.
So you do. So after the race, you want to bring your whole pit crew over there because they're going to have some good eats.
Your party of three right there.
Let me tell you, best coffee in town, but they're not going to have any this weekend. But I do want to say, you can get cup after cup consistently, best coffee, but you won't have any this weekend. I just want to rub that in.
Coffee just for you, Michael.
I'll just get that other junk down the street.
Okay. I hope so.
Cool. And, of course, we beaten it up, but 3 p.m. race this weekend. I'm glad it's in the day because even though it was in the day last week, man, I froze my butt off.
It was.
Or not last week, but the last race.
The wind changed after. It was a beautiful start up until 1:30. And then it got cold. But they're talking about 78 degrees down there,
it's
man.
It's going to be nice. You know, and you got to hand
78?
You got to hand it to Chad to try to keep up with these weather swings like they have.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, little ruts in turn four last time. But, you know, hey. Nobody's perfect. Usually that track is good, according to you guys.
And like you said, he called in last week. He had expected 1 and 2.
Right.
And it totally caught him off guard that four went.
Yeah, just took
Yep. But it's still, like I said, it's still a challenge, okay? No matter what the track does, racing dirt is still a challenge.
Right.
All there is to it. You know, that's one more obstacle you got to figure out to work around.
Right.
You know, it's
but that's what's so fun about
dirt is a driver's race.
Because it's always changing. And
And I've said it before on this show, and I'll say it again. Whatever that track does is definitely not the lack of Chad trying.
Right.
Oh, no.
That man
not at all.
Works day in and day out on that track.
Right.
So, you know, and there are times I'm sure he thinks it was going to do one thing and it does totally the difference. As JJ said, he thought it was going to be 1 and 2, but last week it was the 3 and 4 turn. So,
right,
you know, definitely not the lack of trying.
Well,
he's definitely trying.
He's going back to his notes from last year,
sure.
Looking up 78 degrees at this time, 55 degrees at this time.
And I'm sure
he knows what he did. And he's going on his sixth year now.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, and not only that, but he's out there on the track racing.
Yeah.
The track also. So he
right.
knows what that track's doing
right.
and how it's changing. So you got to give
yep.
it up to Chad Broadhead and his
yep.
whole family out there for keeping Pahrump Valley Speedway alive. Of course, PahrumpValleySpeedway.com is where you want to go to keep that up to date. Also, TheBomberNation.com, of course, you know, that's more than just Pahrump Valley Speedway information. I know you got all the other tracks at TheBomberNation.com. You want to go check
yep.
that out. But, you know, Chad's out there. You know, if you're from Pahrump, you got friends, take them to the track. Keep that track alive. Let's keep it going. You know, if you're a racer, you're listening tonight, have a buddy come along with you, help them pit. Even if they're
yeah.
just coming out to sit on the spectator side,
yep.
you know, bring them out.
$10 spectator. You want to get in the pits, it's $25.
Yeah, and once you get that, of course, you got the
it's the cheapest pit pass
yeah,
around.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, except going to the NHRA, the whole place is a pit pass with the cars and everything.
Yeah,
but
you pay the price. You pay the price.
You're paying
for
the
that.
Price to get in there for that seat.
Yep.
You know, $25. Come hang out, man. We welcome Gary. Gary and I. We welcome everybody and anybody up in our pits. If you want to have fun, you want to laugh, you want to joke.
Yeah.
You know, come on up. Leave the attitude, the anger, and the yelling and screaming behind because
right.
leave that at the front gate.
You leave it at front gate.
Right.
We have so much fun up there.
You know, and all the drivers do. I see, you know, after you guys do it, especially during intermission and stuff like that in between races, you come over to the stand, you walk around,
yep,
talk to people, shake people's hands, and other drivers are out there doing the same thing. You know, you want to get out there. It's a nice hometown feel track, you know, and that's what you want, you know, yep, out of a track. So,
yeah, we get up there intermission time. Come look for us. Say hello, you know. We'd love to talk to you, ask us questions. You know, every time I go up there, somebody asking me, what's the track like? How's everything? What's going on Wheels Now? You're doing the show. You know, my kid's going to be at the front gate.
Right.
I had a lady last week bring up two kids. Hey, can you sign this for them?
That's pretty cool.
Never seen them before in my life. You know what? Those kids walked away with huge smiles on their faces, and they're going to come back.
You know,
they're going to come back to the track.
Those are future racers, too, by the way.
Yes,
you know,
they are.
You know, the same thing, as you know, last week was the first race, or 2 weeks ago, whatever you want to call it. Last week was the last race, and the same thing. I had a mom with a daughter and a son, and the son was coming out of the bathroom down there, down the hill a little bit, and he literally took off running and said, Gary, I haven't seen you all winter.
That's funny. You're like, hey, that's cool to know.
You know? Right.
You know what?
And then his mom comes over and she says, you know, Gary, we saw you a little bit last year, and all he talked about all winter was, I can't wait to go watch Gary Wyatt race.
That's pretty cool.
You know, it means a lot. Yeah, and
it really does.
He's not 8 or 9 years old, but you know what? Every time I go on Saturday when I went on the track, every time I passed just before turn one, past the flag stand, that kid was jumping up and down, waving, and you know, and that's okay, you know. And like Jay says, it makes me feel good.
It's
that,
great,
you know.
Well, you
it's
know what?
Great.
And you didn't get a first place finish, but you still had a good time. The kid's still out there, and you know what? Sometimes it just takes getting out there and you know, doing your things. Racing's up and down, you know?
I was that 8, 9, 10-year-old kid at Freeport Speedway that was jumping up and down.
Yep. Right.
You know, I mean, it's old school. The drivers that I grew up with took the time, came into the stands, came to the flag stand, you know, and that's what I grew up with. That's what I remember. And I still have those names in my head who I remember my favorite drivers.
That's pretty cool.
You know, and I went out there with my mom. My mom and I walked there. And it's here I am, you know, role reversal. These, like you said, Michael, that just may be a future racer.
I mean, you guys actually have a story about Alex Williams that raced with you guys from the stands, basically a similar situation.
Yeah, 10 years old.
Right.
10
Came
years
out,
old,
watched
he was,
you guys,
yep,
and then all of a sudden he was on the track. He,
you know, I told his mom, bring him back at 14.
Right. And sure enough,
she brought him back at 14.
Right. Now, it's good to see. I mean, you got guys like Vern out there that came from the stands out to the track, which they had a really amazing finish the last race, the very first race of the season.
Vern Hill is after 7 races. This was his 8th race.
He was third place, man.
Man, he was rolling.
And
him and Justin
Griffith were battling there. I'm sure they had a great time battling for that second spot. So.
Yeah.
And speaking of Justin, as you know, he's from pinkmel.org, but I understand he's going back out this weekend, which is
that's
excellent.
Great. Is he going to make it? Yep. Excellent.
Excellent. Right.
Good
he's
deal.
He's going to make it. He's got to do a few adjustments to the car, but again, that's safety, so we're okay with that.
Well, you know what? Safety, and guess what? Just like Vern, every race you learn a little more, you get a little faster, and before you know it, your guys' bumpers are going to have pinkmel.org all over it.
Yep.
Well, Justin, he's got to get a set of belts, and he's got to put battery cover on the battery box. So those
are the two things.
These are things that, you know, safety is important. There's no doubt about it. And this is one thing Chad gets on Sam King, our tech down there. You know, he checked Gary's belts. He checked my belts. He checked everybody's belts, gas tanks, drive shaft painted white. He looked at all the tires and rims. Okay, right on down the line. He looked for that fire extinguisher. Okay, and, you know, this is good to know.
Well,
this
know,
is this
many,
this is what's needed.
Exactly.
Too much is taken for granted.
Especially on dirt.
Because you never know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
You never know what's going to happen. It's in every race car driver's in the back of their mind. They don't talk about it. Okay. But every time we put that helmet on, we don't know.
Well,
we
no.
Don't,
and you're,
we
you
don't know,
what,
if it's our last race.
You're exactly. And that is, you know, a very good point. Obviously, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. And it's not. There is a risk. We all take that risk when we enter that track. But, you know, the belts and safety items that are inspected out at every track, sometimes they're taken for granted on dirt, you know, because you think it's just the back street. You know, you're raced around some dirt out in the backyard, and you're not. That's a professional, you know, it's a not professional, but it is professional level as far as entertainment goes.
And as you guys were just saying, you just never know. Look at
Dylan
Smotherman.
Yeah. And other cars. I've seen two or three cars just at that particular track, you know, flip over. So,
you know, I hold a lot of respect. I got to think, you know, and I don't brag, but I will say I'm happy with the guys who we got in the division.
Right.
Okay. They have families. I have families.
Right.
Okay. You're racing up against them. We're there to put on a show. Yeah, we're looking for victory lane. That isn't everything.
Right.
Okay. You have to be comfortable now. I mean, I'm comfortable with Joe Ragu. I'm comfortable with Mike Lane and Ryan Lane and Gary and Vern and now Justin. Justin been out there two races. You know, you got to think, put yourself in the other guy's driver's seat.
Right.
Because we all have friends and family that we want to go to, that we're not going to make a stupid mistake for third place.
Right.
We're not going to make a stupid mistake just to advance ourselves.
Exactly.
There's a certain amount, for me this is, I'm speaking for myself,
sure.
I put a certain amount of trust in my fellow bomber drivers.
Right. Well, you know, and that's every division also, not just the bombers, but you got to know the people you're racing with. Of course, sometimes you get caught up in the moment. We've all done it ourselves, not only, you know, safety, you know, stuff like that. But
I mean, mistakes do happen.
Yeah,
crazy
mistakes
stuff
happen. Right. And,
you know,
and
crazy
always,
stuff's happen on dirt.
Exactly. And you always got one bonehead out there that
trying to win the race
on the
first lap or something.
Exactly.
But,
and it happens.
You know,
but, you know, like you said, you got to respect the racer that you're racing with and hope that they give that in return. And, you know, ultimately we're not out there making millions of dollars, which we hope we were.
No, we're not.
And we're not going to win the race on the first lap.
Yeah, exactly. So, and some nights, you know, I mean, anything can happen. You know, you're out there, you want to do the best you can. Everybody wants that win. They want the victory, you know,
of course,
that night.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to come. And you're not going to get it in the
I'll
first
I'll be glad lap. When I get there.
We get 22 races next year.
Well, you know what they say.
We got the rest of the season, 22 races.
Right.
This year. Yep.
This
yeah,
year.
Well, so,
one's down,
right,
22
right.
to go. Might be 23 again.
Could be 40.
Talk to Chad. Talk to Chad.
If it was
so,
Gary's.
You know.
It was up to Gary. He had 40 races left. So. But, yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. You
touch
know
on. I want to touch on one other thing.
Yes.
Uh-oh. What are you doing this weekend at Pahrump? Mr. Michael.
I'll be out of town.
No, you won't.
I'll be out of Vegas. I'll
yeah.
be out of town.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, you heard it. If you didn't hear the show last week, Mr. Our very own, Mr. Mike Reffler, will be up in the announcer's booth for the first time announcing a race.
And I won't be singing the national anthem. I just want to say that.
Just get Chad or Cheyenne or somebody up there to play that national anthem for
I'll
you.
I'll be out there. You know,
But are you nervous about this or... Let me ask you, are you nervous about this, Michael? You're in a microphone, you're in a studio, we've been doing this going on close to 3 years now, two and a half years.
I'm actually not nervous about it.
You know,
but,
you raced before, you got a good idea how to describe a race. It's just to, I've done it, I've enjoyed it. What do we got going on, guys?
Now, if we want to call in, if anybody wants to call in, we got a number out there.
685-8116. That's 702-685-8116.
We got a caller. Let's
call.
See who it is.
We got
I
a
have
caller.
No clue. Yeah.
Oh, okay. They didn't call the 8116 number.
Hello, you there?
Who do we have with us?
Hello?
I guess.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hello. Who do we have here tonight?
If you don't know, Terry Heiser.
You're calling into. Who's that?
Terry Heiser. Terry, how the hell are you?
Hey, sorry, we're on a small delay here tonight, unfortunately, so bear with us.
Okay.
What's going on, Terry? You going to be out in that coop again coming this Saturday?
Absolutely. Going to have a great time.
All right, good. You're going to run that all year, or you're going to trade on and off, or you're going for points?
Well, right now we're building a hobby stock, and we're redoing my mini stock. So, but my grandson will be back in 2 weeks. He's moving back, and so he'll be out at the track also.
Okay, fantastic.
So, yeah, so whatever I don't race, he'll race. Or should I say, whatever he doesn't race, I'll race.
There you go.
Well, you had a good run in the coop, week and a half ago?
Yes, I did. I did.
I mean, finished up third place behind Mark Daub. Mike Belcher won it, but you sure as hell beat David and Jerry Patrick. And that's another story with her running.
Yes, I had a blast. I love the coop. It's very easy to drive, and it's a lot of fun.
What did you think of the turnout? There's a lot of coupes out there this first race.
There was a lot, and we had some new ones.
Oh, yeah. It was a
especially
lot
in the mini stocks.
Oh, no doubt. Now, that looked pretty cool. It was a good turnout, a lot of cars out there. The coupes, there was a lot of cam coupes out there. And it's going to be fun to watch you guys race this weekend, so...
Yes,
well,
and I'm hoping a lot more come out.
Well, there's a lot of coupes out there. It's just like everybody can't make it on the same race night. I know there's got to be like 10 of them.
Well, you know what?
There
maybe
is.
It's gonna take somebody to just make a couple phone calls before the race and try to get everybody out there on the same page on the same nights.
Exactly.
Why don't you hey, Terry, why don't you take charge of that? Go get a hold of Chad. And get some phone numbers and start making phone calls. why don't you jump out front for this division?
I already have the phone numbers. I already have the phone numbers, and I am going to make the phone calls.
You know what?
You are. Look at this.
All right.
She's way ahead of me. Fantastic. Hey, we got a new leader of the coupes. Excellent.
No,
that would be great.
Didn't you guys have two coupes before? What happened to this other one?
No, I've only had one.
Oh, you had the one. Okay.
Right. But we have Jimmy and Cassandra Raleo in Vegas.
Yeah. There's two more.
But 3 o'clock might have been hard for him because he has his own business.
Right.
So
what a better way to
sponsor
your business than with on the side of the car.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
We got Jerry Patrick out there.
So anyway, I'm going to get him out.
Excellent. Good. I'm glad to hear somebody's going to jump on that, and maybe you guys can everybody get on the same page or something.
Right. Now, if you got some fans out there, what's your car number, and you have a sponsor you want to mention?
44, and my husband is my sponsor right now.
That's the best sponsor you can have. So if you come out to Pahrump Valley Speedway, you want to look out for the Cam Coupe number 44 and route... for Terry. That's going to be cool to see out there. Hope you do well, and glad you're able to call into the show, and can't wait to see
you
out there.
I'll see you Saturday.
Appreciate you.
Is Mike going to be out there in the tow truck?
Absolutely.
All right, good. I got to ask him to put a headliner on that roof of that tow truck because it makes a lot of noise when you bang on the top of it.
And you need to sign my coupe. Nope. You need to sign the tow truck.
Okay. I'll tag it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hey,
we'll
thanks
see you
a lot
Saturday.
For calling in, and we appreciate you listening to the show.
No problem.
All right. See you Saturday, Terry. That was Terry Heiser, driver number 44, Cam Coupe. She wasn't in town last year, only ran a couple races. Those who don't know, she has a mini stock, and now the news is they're building a hobby stock.
Oh, cool.
So that's great. You know, Terry and family, Terry and Mike Heiser, I can't say enough about them. Those are two people that I look forward to seeing every other Saturday. They're fantastic. They've been going down there for years. They're two people that I met back in 03, 04 when I started running down there. And they're just two great people to get to know.
Right.
You know, if they're not in the pits, I get up in the stands looking for them. But that was great.
Yeah, no, and I forgot. You can't call in on the 8116 number. We have problems with that tonight.
Okay.
But if you do want to call in, you can call. It's not a long distance call because most people have a cell phone, so it doesn't usually come in as a long distance. So, but
that number is 347-326-9119.
And you can go to onwheelsnow.com and see that number up there also for the call-in. But, yeah, we're probably going to take a break here in just a second, and then we'll be back here shortly to talk some more racing.
All right.
Get ready to call us, call in, and let's talk about you guys. So see you after the break.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night with mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupes, and more. There's something for everybody at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
I'm Mike Brock from pinkmail.org, and you're listening to onwheelsnow.com.
And we are back, and you're listening to On Wheels Now at onwheelsnow.com. Host J.J. Nunn, Gary Wyatt, and myself, Mike, tonight. And hopefully you caught the first half of the show talking about Pahrump Valley Speedway, and we had a Terry call in from out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Terry Heiser is great.
And,
I love her.
Yep,
she's
and
fantastic.
You know what, and thank you to all our regulars listening to us and our new listeners, too. And please visit our Facebook page and like us on there and join us live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. We're here for you every Tuesday. These guys kick me in the butt and make sure I keep coming out here. But we are live one way or the other.
You'll be live Saturday up there announcing for us.
That's right.
You know, so
and hopefully,
that's a good thing.
Well, and hopefully you caught last week's show with Mark Allison. He was in studio here and always a good friend of the show and good to have on.
Speaking of Mark Allison, we're going to be working on a past guest here shortly is Thane Alderman. I'm going to work on him coming
back
in.
Yep. Between those two guys, we could probably fill up a whole year of space.
And if you guys didn't catch the last show with Thane Alderman, we only made it to the mid-90s with him. You know?
Was it the mid-90s or mid-80s?
Well, the good thing is we can get Mark and Thane together, and they can battle it out with their different stories, you know, one way or the other. And you know what? Speaking of Mark, he ended up going and racing down at Mojave Valley Speedway this last weekend. I just happened to see some results from Mojave Valley.
Oh, you were probably down there, huh?
I didn't go. No. I was actually not down there. I wish I was. But, no, he finished fifth. Of course, he had Dan Fitzgerald down there and a couple names that are familiar.
Excellent.
I mean, I don't want to go over all the results, but there's some familiar names from the Pahrump Valley track. Mark Allison, of course. You had Dan Fitzgerald in the modifieds. He also in the street stocks down there, you had Steve Nash, got first place. On down the line, you have the 49 car,
Dale Daffin.
Dale Daffin.
Yeah.
Yep. And, of course, the 60, Ron Moffitt. Yep. You know Ron Moffitt, the grave digger. He was down there. I didn't, obviously, I didn't see.
The digger. Digger.
So,
he's a great guy. He's another great guy with Dale, man. They usually roll together.
Right. So they were down there racing, deal. Of course. There's a couple other names on there, but they had a race this past weekend. Mini stocks, IMCA modifieds, carts.
I talked to the digger before he went down there. I had some stuff for him and gave him some stuff, and he was all excited about going down there.
Cool.
He had a brand new car that he has never driven before.
He brought out some weird stuff before, let me tell you.
He ain't afraid, man.
He ain't afraid, exactly.
He's an outside-the-box racer, man. He really is.
Yep. He's purchased that car from Northern Nevada.
Okay.
And did all the work to it, and he said, Gary, I never drove a car that's got this kind of stuff on it.
Uh-oh. Well, hopefully he'll be down in Pahrump.
At least
he
knows it's stuff. Yeah. You know, there's stuff on this car.
You know, and that's probably my mistake for not remembering the kind of things he said, but he was like, man, I never drove a car that's got this on it.
That's
funny. Yeah, so I didn't see the results, but I do know him and Dale were going down.
Okay,
so.
Hopefully they shook it down, and they're going to see him out at Pahrump Valley Speedway this weekend, huh?
I'm on the same page with Ron Moffitt, as my motor still has stuff.
Laying around.
Hanging out of it.
Hell, you got stuff from your motor that's not even in town yet.
I do want to say one thing, whatchamacallit. Just want to mention one driver out there in the mini stocks. He bought the Kester Busick's mini stock. And he had a good run. He finished up eighth. David Battendorfer. He was in the pits all last year helping Susan Smotherman.
Yeah. Cool.
And he's behind the seat. He was out there in his fire suit. And he had a good run. Finished up eighth. So congratulations for David getting out there on the track.
Yep. And we were talking earlier, you know, a pit guy, Sue all last year, and now he's in a mini stock.
Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty
cool. Is now he's running up against her.
Yeah.
So you know, it was a good field. Terry Heiser brought that up. It was big field of mini stocks, and Terry's going to be working on her. So
well, the Cam Coops were a big field, too.
I'm glad to hear she's got some phone numbers, and she's going to take charge of that.
Uh-oh.
We got to call her.
We got to call her?
Boy. Hold on, guys.
All right.
Get ready with that off button.
Hello, who is this?
We need caller ID.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Hello, this is David.
Oh, David, we were just talking about you.
Yeah, I heard you guys.
Cool, appreciate you calling in the show and being a listener also. And
Yeah.
So what do you got for him this weekend, David?
I'm getting my race car ready.
All right. You're changing some things around on the car, or you getting comfortable with it?
Yeah, I put a new oil gasket pan on, filter, and a little bit of that. And I got to change the tire out, and it should be ready to go.
Cool deal.
Just regular maintenance then, huh?
Hey, you might have to turn your background computer down a little bit, if you could. We're kind of hearing it back through your phone. Want to make sure you get the best quality airtime that we can possibly give you.
All right.
So
that's better.
Yeah.
So, Dave, let me ask you, how many times have you gone racing before and in what?
Last year, my mom got a mini stock in a number three car, and that was my first time out on the track. It wasn't real fast, though, but I got to fill the track and everything. And then after that, I decided that I wanted to get my own car and go out and have fun.
All right. So let me ask you, what did you think of the track last week? A lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, except in turn three and four, I ended up hitting that root and getting a flat tire. It caused a caution. And I pulled off and got it fixed and got back out and finished 8 out of 10 cars. So it wasn't bad.
What type of car is that that you're racing for our fans?
It's a Honda Accord.
Honda Accord, okay. You got a hell of a pit crew, huh? You got your tire changed and got to get back on the track, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't got a pit crew like that, David.
Yeah.
Well, and my understanding, you're normally the pit guy, aren't you? You're normally the guy changing the tire.
Right.
So that's pretty cool that you're on the track, get to bang some doors out there.
Yeah, matter of fact, I did have one truck, the old five truck, came down on me in turn one after I got my tire changed. Yeah, I hit all the tire marks, but other than that, it was pretty good.
You know what? If there wasn't any bumping, it wouldn't be any fun. Hey, you got any sponsors you want to mention real quick?
No, I don't have any sponsors right now, but I am looking for some.
Well, now, what's your car number, first of all, in
63?
Case the fan out there? Which one?
It's number 63.
Okay, so if you're out at Pahrump Valley Speedway, come out this weekend, you look for the number 63 mini stock, and go up and say hello, and he's looking for sponsors. So, you know, any little bit helps.
Yeah.
You know, we know how important it is to have sponsors to keep racing throughout the year. So, cool.
And
I'm glad to see you out there.
Yeah, and I'll also be riding Terry Heiser's coupe, too.
Oh, and in the passenger side?
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
And Terry Heiser just called into the show.
Yeah, I heard her talking, so I was like, oh, there she is. And I like to think film, too.
And I got to get a ride with Terry one time.
I don't know if I want to ride with women.
I gotta thumb a ride with Terry sometime. Get out there, man.
We had a jolly good time. It was fun.
Cool deal.
All right.
Hey, appreciate you calling in the show. We're looking forward to seeing you out there this weekend, and look for the number 63. So, you know, we'll see you out there this weekend. Hey, thanks for calling in.
All right. You too.
Hey, appreciate it, man. We'll see you.
All right, man. We'll see you Saturday, David. Take it easy.
See you later, David.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Hey, cool. You know, hey, and again, we apologize for the normal phone-in number, and we do appreciate you guys getting out there and calling in the other number we have.
What is that number on there again, Gary?
347-326-9199.
And, you know, normally we're going to have this other number back for you by next Tuesday. Just some technical difficulties, but we do appreciate all you new listeners, all the regulars. Thank you. We can't thank you enough. And if you're racing out at Pahrump Valley Speedway, you want to make sure you bring your friend. You know, you're going to the stands just on the spectator side, bring your friend. You know, every one person helps. You know, let's build that track up and get some fans out there this year and some more racers.
Well, it's going to be beautiful weather, I can tell you that.
What did
that,
you say,
man?
Almost 80 degrees?
We're looking at 78 degrees out there, man.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to that.
And that's something else. So it
you
can't
got
be
anything
better.
On your notes?
Yeah,
I want to switch gears here for a second.
What else do we want to talk about? Well, do you want to switch gears now or after I talk? We still got time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to bring up a couple things. Of course, Pahrump Valley Speedway. You want to go to pahrumpvalleyspeedway.com. They have a new look again this year for their website. Very well laid out. Check it out. You can get there, too, from thebombernation.com website. When you go to thebombernation.com website, first thing that's going to pop in your face is pinkmail.org. You're going to see that first thing you pop up. Get yourself a pinkmail.org website going. Join the auction. Gary's going to He's going to, what was it? You're going to match $100 for every dollar somebody spends?
It changes every weekend. Yikes.
I'm just trying to get the ante up on it so I can post something.
Yeah, no. JJ's already going to put 100
lug nuts. Now, Gary, of course, is going to go out of his way for you guys with JC Motorsports and thebombernation.com, and he's going to put up a dollar for every item that is put up and sold on that site. So you want to go ahead and do that and you know, it's going to a good cause. They hopefully you heard the show a couple weeks or so ago, and you know, they donate the proceeds that they get in to different organizations, you know, to help the fight against breast cancer, American Heart Association, I think, and different or something like Breast
You're
Cancer
right.
Association,
breast
whatever,
cancer association.
Things like that. So, you know, they help. They got event. Especially made for JJ coming up here. They're trying to organize.
Yeah, roller skating, man. Yeah. Roller skating around the 1.5 mile.
Right, and of course, keep posted at thebombernation.com website and click on the first banner that pops up. It's going to take you to pinkmail.org and look for that event. It's going to be a really fun one to keep an eye out for. So.
Yep. Something I failed to mention last week, it's was the first time for Pinkmail being a supporter of Pinkmail. We went 1-2.
Yes.
At the track.
There you go. That's right. You guys
not
are,
that I'm boasting or bragging, but it's first time for pinkmail.org. We support them. I finished first, and
Justin
finished second.
There you
go.
Yes.
One for the record books, March.
That's
February
cool.
1st.
Can't wait to see some more of that. So
Yeah.
That's one thing I did want to bring up. Of course, right around the corner, in just barely over 2 weeks, we have the Touch a Truck event coming up. We can't let me just throw out there LVMS out there, if you have a street car, don't go street racing, you want to take it out to LVMS drag strip.
Yeah,
they have their Midnight Mayhem going again, of course.
Yep.
This Friday they have another one.
Yes.
You know a little bit about that.
Yep.
Of course.
All you need to do is have the car insured, registered. Any street car out there, you can go out there, pay a small fee, and you can run as many times as you want. Take that car down the drag strip. You get a time slip. Safest place to do this.
Exactly.
They have safety crew, EMTs there. Get the real experience of rolling down the drag strip.
And let me tell you, that's a lot of fun to do that, too. I've been out on that track.
It is.
I've taken my motorcycle out there and cars.
And if it's still the same as it was a few years ago, you have to drive the car in. You cannot tow the
That's
vehicle.
Right. That's right.
Yes. It's got to be street legal.
Yes.
Right.
You can't
be street
trailer
legal.
The car in. I don't think they'll let it on the track. You have to drive it.
Right. And, of course, this year it's sponsored by Mopar. It's the Mopar Midnight Mayhem. Go to LVMS.com and check that out.
It's a blast.
Click on the drag strip.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've had my S10 on it when it first started.
Way back.
We're looking at
2000,
like
13
years.
Back then it was Midnight Madness. It was
called Midnight Madness.
Something different. So.
And then it took off. It got Speedway Casino behind it as a sponsor, and it just grew and grew and grew. And it's a blast. I mean, I've had my S10. I've had my vet there. I've seen mail trucks there. What they're doing delivering mail at night, I have no idea. But
I've taken my wife's car out there as a little Dodge Spirit Turbo.
I hope she's not listening.
Well, she knew about it because it had a small crack in the window. When I got done, it had a big crack in the window. I don't know what happened, but
I had my brother rent a car, dropped him off at a show down on the strip. Okay, on Friday night, I took that rental, that Dodge out there. I said, I'll take care of the car. Don't worry, I'll pick you up. You don't know where you're going around here. Don't worry, I'll see you in a couple hours. Off to the strip.
But, you know, LVMS has a lot of events coming up, man. It's big race time for them. Of course, the beginning of March, you got the big boys coming in town, you know, with the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series racing. That's March 6th through the 9th. And, of course, at the local dirt track, which we don't get to see very often out of LVMS, you have the World of Outlaws coming the 5th and the 6th.
That's
a weekday night, so if you want to get the, you know, your need for speed out on a weeknight, that's when you want to go out there. I think it's Wednesday and Thursday or something like that.
Outlaws are wild out there,
World
man.
Of Outlaws, man, you're going to want to see them. If you've never seen them before, you're going to want to get out there and check it out. You can go to LVMS.com. Click on the links for whatever track you're trying to find information on. So, it's there somewhere. So, of course, Havasu. I mean, everybody's starting their seasons up.
Season,
and,
yeah.
You know, Havasu, of course, is not starting their season. They're kind of
they're in the middle of their winter.
Exactly, and they
winter
got
series.
The Lucas Oil Modifieds opening their season at Havasu 95.
Oh, really?
Down in Lake Havasu, March 1st.
Okay.
So, in a couple weeks, of course. You're going to want to be somewhere else on March 1st.
Yeah, you're going to want to be a touch of truck
but,
with us.
But if you're not, and you are going to be somewhere in the Havasu area, you want to go check out.
You want to come to touch a truck.
You know, you got the Lucas Oil Modified.
I don't care if you're in Havasu, you want to come to touch a truck.
You got the Lucas Oil Modified. They're going to have their opening night out there at that track, and that's always a fun series to watch. Of course,
We'll be at Touch a Truck.
We'll be at Touch a Truck.
Sorry, Bill. Guys like Touch a Truck.
No offense, man.
You know, and if you miss that, you're going to be able to see the modifieds racing out at LVMS on the oval track out here, the short track, because they have modifieds racing about six races scheduled.
Six races this year, yep. They brought them back.
Well, they're going to be called the Grand American Modified, and I talked to Tim Richter a little bit. They're going to basically utilize the Lucas Oil Modified rules. So if you run Lucas Oil Modified, they're going to use those same rules, same tire as Lucas Oil Modifieds out at LVMS. So
yeah,
they're not posted, but that's
when they brought
do.
When they first. I think it was 04, 05 when they had the Grand American Modifieds.
Right.
That's when Doug Hamm
yep.
was the Hound Dog, won a championship out there.
Right,
hell of a driver, man.
Oh yeah.
Hell of a guy.
And
his
he's
dad.
Out there, and he's racing the Lucas Oil Modifieds and does very well out there, you know, with them guys. And there's a lot of top drivers from the West Coast in that series. And, of course, you have Dylan Kwasniewski, who used to race that series, has just bumped his way up into nationwide series.
And
so,
that gentleman, Mr. McMorrin.
McMorrin, Aaron McMorrin, you know, friend of the show. He's, you know, posts stuff sometimes and, you know. Maybe we'll have him on the show sometime.
We got to get Doug. We got to get Doug here.
Doug,
get
there you go.
Get him a couple beers in him before, and then give him a microphone. Man.
Well, that should be the – before you come in the door, we hand a beer or a wine or a shot. Your choice.
So. That's what we need.
Of course, look out for Aaron McMorrin. He's a local driver out there. You know, if he races Lucas Oil Modifieds, look for him there. If not, maybe we'll see him out at our local track here too. So, okay, touch a truck. Right around the corner. We've talked about it weeks and weeks ago. It was weeks and weeks away. It's not weeks away anymore.
You know, I think we started talking about it at the at the middle of last year.
Yes.
And here it is on us. Two more weeks.
Yep.
A little over 2 weeks. But
can you believe that that's going to be March 1st?
March
1st. Where did the first couple months go? Where'd they go?
Where did the 8 weeks go? Now we're down to 3 days.
Pretty much.
Where'd they go? That's going to be in the daytime, touch a truck. It's going to be beautiful weather. If it's anything if the weather's going to be anything like it's going to be this weekend, it's going to be amazing out there.
Yeah.
You got horns free, between 9:30 and 11 o'clock this year, right? They go in an hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
They extended it. Used to be 1 hour back in the day when you guys started doing it, and they've extended it 9:30 to 11.
Yeah, that's in the northwest parking lot.
Of the Orleans
Casino. Of the Orleans northwest parking lot.
It's right behind where the Wranglers play.
You won't be able to miss it.
You can't miss it.
You will not be able to miss it, and you're going to want to be there.
And for more information, we are going to have a representative from Touch a Truck live on our show.
And that's going to be the Tuesday just before the event?
February 25th, in 2 weeks.
If you have questions about the event, that's going to be the time to call in. They're going to have all the details. They're going to tell you what to do, what not to do, what to bring, what not to bring. And obviously, if you have little kids, 5, 6, 7, 8, and up on to JJ's age here, you're going to want to come out.
Little kids.
You're going to want to come out to the Touch a Truck event. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's Touch a Truck. You come out. There's trucks of every kind. You got fire trucks, police cars. You have the best things of all, race cars out there. You can come to the back by the heliport area. We're going to have
talk about that. We have your modified.
Yes, we're going to have a Lucas Oil Modified there also.
Okay, Gary and I are going to have our bombers.
Now, can we say if
Yep.
There's going to be another car there.
We have Arlie Daniels with his bomber.
Okay.
Yep.
Which used to be there, at, by the way.
Used to
the
be
orange
there.
22X.
Correct. That was, you know, thank Billy and Jay
Grasser
for getting us into this.
And
want to thank them.
And we will have Kaylee Barker.
Super
I'm
late
not,
model.
I'm not 100% sure if the super late model is going to be ready. The last time I talked to Ron, he was not 100% sure.
Well, we'll put her in a golf cart out front with her number on it.
But we are going to have her
super stock out there.
Her championship super stock.
We got that locked up. That's confirmed.
So, Kaylee Barker, if you're familiar with who Kaylee Barker, if you're not familiar with who Kaylee Barker is, you can go to KayleeBarker.com website and check out who she is. She's an up-and-coming, young, smart,
16-year-old lady.
Yep.
Super stock champion out at the Bull Ring. She finished 6th in points in super late, and she was just in a recent
Sunday's RJ,
along with Dylan Kwasinski and Jay Beasley.
Jay Beasley,
and
of course.
Also her. They wrote about her. I didn't know this until I read the article. But she's bringing out a super stock. She is just mainly focusing on the super late model
this year. And let me tell you.
She won't be running the super stock. She's dedicating herself full time to that super late.
And let me tell you, you got some really talented drivers out there at the LVMS running that super late model division and doing as well as she did in the car that she had.
Oh, yeah.
Not that the car was junk or anything, but, you know, the car she's going to be in this year should be a lot better ride for her this year. And if she's going to focus all her time on it, watch out.
Well,
watch
it's a
out.
New car. They need to shake down. You know, it may take a couple races till she gets comfortable. And
but she's got seat time. So
and they
got
to fine-tune it. She can tell Dad and the crew chief.
Well, let me tell you, she's
you
got
know,
some
what
of the best
needs to be done.
Crew chiefing for her, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
So. Yeah, she's got Dana Stahl behind the scenes doing some crew chiefing for her. So
I'm looking forward to seeing a touch a truck March 1st. It's a new addition, you know.
Bring your kids out there, get some autographs from
them. We will have some tickets for Pahrump Valley Speedway to be given away.
Thanks to
Chad for those.
Cool.
We'll be giving those away. He's going to be giving those to me.
What a better time, you know.
We got to thank Toys for Smiles. We're going to have a bunch of wooden cars and trucks.
Yep. And Toys
to
for
sign
Smiles.
What is Toys for Smiles? You want to mention what that is?
It's a nonprofit organization. They make the little wooden trucks.
They hand make these things.
Every one of them is handmade.
So, okay.
Rex over there at Toys for Smiles. He donated lots of them for us.
Does he spearhead that?
Yes.
The Toys for
Smiles? Yes, he does.
And they donate to different charities,
yes.
I imagine.
I'm not sure
which
what
one.
Okay. Charities he does.
We're going to find out, and we'll talk about
that. We'll dig
that
up.
Yep, for sure. But what a great...
We'll have that to sign off on, and
we'll
have what? Three deer. We'll have modified... We'll have maybe a
super stock.
We'll have a super stock, and we'll have bombers out there. You know,
four or five different cars this year.
And you have a special guest that you bring with you every year.
Oh, Bonita.
Bonita will be there.
I'll have Bonita with me.
I thought that was you, Mike.
Not weeding them donuts. No, that's not me.
Donuts.
Oh, they will be there.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Hey, Boston cream for my buddy here, JJ Nunn.
Hey, going on 8-9 years,
I was never...
Hush a minute, Wyatt. I got to listen to you all the time. I want to say thank you. My 8-9 years, you think the man ever bought me one lousy Boston cream? Not even a crawler. Not even a glazed, a simple glaze. You think he would buy me one friggin' donut one morning? You know?
I got you covered,
never
Jake.
Happened.
I got you covered, man.
All right. Cool. That's Touch a Truck March 1st.
March 1st. That's daytime. They run from 9:30 to 3 p.m.
How's that donut going?
9:30 to 3 p.m. 9:30 to 3 p.m. Of course, real quick, we got about less than a minute left. You have some sponsors, of course, of the JC Motorsports.
Yep. Real quick, Nevada Pick Apart.
I
want to thank... Mr. Burke over there at Nevada Pick Apart. We have Mike at Reliable Banner. Want to thank him.
That's a big one. He's going to have some banners for you for Touch a Truck.
Yep.
So
we have D&N Equipment, Dale and Nick at D&N Equipment. We have Phil Goodwin at Pickard's Radiator, family-owned Pickard's Radiator for all your radiator needs. Pit Stop, GNS Pit Stop. Want to thank them.
And, of course, we're going to see you out at the races this weekend at 3 p.m., and that's pretty much it. We'll see you live next Tuesday.
All right.
6 p.m.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.